On our national seal, you find a motto of the United States in Latin, E pluribus unum, out of many, one. It was adopted to represent the coming together of the separate states to form the union and the basis for our country. We are at our best as a nation when we look at that motto, not as a description of the legal arrangement among states, but as the spirit that has guided us for 2.5 centuries since. Out of many, one. In the days and weeks leading up to consideration of Graham Cassidy, the latest Republican attempt to repeal the Affordable Care Act, a million debates and arguments have been launched. Too few have focused on the facts. Too many have focused on the politics. Not nearly enough have focused on what this moment says and will say about our collective spirit. Are we just separate states that have come together out of convenience? Or is America something bigger and better? I believe it is the latter. I believe a majority of Americans look at neighbors who don't have health care or who have inadequate care, not as a burden, but as someone in a position they could easily find themselves in, but for the grace of God. I believe families in Arizona, Alaska, and Maine want their premiums to come down, but they don't want it to happen at the cost of their cousins in New York, California, and Illinois losing their care. I believe no one wants a newborn or a recently laid off factory worker to be priced out of receiving the care they need because of a disease they inherited. I believe we are not as divided as this debate may suggest. We are better than Graham Cassidy and the efforts by Washington Republicans to repeal the Affordable Care Act without any real replacement. We are better than the cynical politics behind the proposal, which says that for you to get better care, someone's care has to get worse. That is a lie. We all know, in our own way, that we are in this together, and that the stronger the many are, the stronger the one becomes. I believe we all know, no matter how different our perspectives may be, that taking away health care from 32 million Americans doesn't make us stronger at all. Here in Massachusetts, we know removing the security of coverage from 655,000 of our neighbors won't solve the problem of rising health care costs for the other 6 million. Average premiums rising $2,976 per family won't free up entrepreneurs to invest and create new jobs. And leaving protections for the millions with pre-existing conditions up to the whims of the states is no way to treat 50% of our fellow residents who stand to lose the protection of that guarantee. Yes, the debate we are having is about health care, but it is also about the spirit that drives our nation. The spirit that fueled the thousands of calls, emails, and other forms of communication that beat back the last effort to repeal the Affordable Care Act. That spirit led parents and patients to applaud their senators at airports when they returned from having protected their health care. That spirit turned a late-night comedian into a voice of moral clarity amidst the fake news and spin. I believe that spirit will overcome the short-sighted politics and false choices that are driving Washington Republicans. And I believe a majority of Americans, and hopefully U.S. senators, refuse to rip away the security their neighbors, friends, coworkers, and family members have just found. I believe this moment is a test of our spirit. I believe we will meet it because we know deep down, that the stronger the many are, the stronger the one becomes.